Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings. Singapore Homebrew on Money FM 89.3.
Those of you that are in town here, you may have gone to the recent Light Tonight exhibit in Singapore. And those of you that don't know about it, it is where they take many of the buildings, the old historic buildings in the Padang area around Singapore, and put up these beautiful artwork, visual artwork presentations on the outsides of the buildings. Inside the National Gallery and other buildings, there are other art exhibits. And for a couple of weeks, it's just an amazing time to get out and see the projections on the facades and hang out around town. And right now, we are welcoming to the studio two key players in that. First, Teo Eng Sen, who is an artist. He was a cultural medallion winner, and he is just showcasing a new solo exhibition at the National Gallery in Singapore coming in September called We're Happy, Are You Happy? And then also joining us, Vigesh Mohan, the team leader for Light Tonight Singapore at the National Gallery. Welcome to you both. It is wonderful to have you in the studio today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And Eng Sen, let's start with you. You have been such a figure in the art scene for many decades now. I won't disclose your age. You're welcome to if you like to. But how was it to participate in the recent Light Tonight to see your artwork transposed up onto the outside of the National Gallery?
Oh, that was fantastic, really. Especially when you see your name on top of the building, twice in a short line, you know.
Yeah.
And I said to the Minister for Art, Mr. Edwin Tong, that if my name appear again the third time, I would be right on top of the world, you know.
I think you made it, right?
not quite. It's only twice only, so must be the third time to be on top of the world, you see. And I hope it will come about when I have my solo show in September. Right? Yeah. Meanwhile, I think my participation, which is the first time in light projection on the facade of National Gallery, Singapore. It's a lot to learn from that because the images on the screens are based on the three of my paintings called The Boom Time, which is about the stock market, and Living the Life in Mystery, and Living the Life in Happiness, possessing whatever you want to possess, right? And these I work with the expert from France called Milos, the Frenchman. And he's the key person. I've done very little other than commentators, you know, on the whatever produced, you see. So I had the opportunity to learn all this. Now I got some ideas on how light projection of images on walls or anything, you know, which probably I will find very useful in time to come and might even incorporate it into whatever I'm doing at the moment.
Uncle, I want to bring in Vigesh Mohan, the team lead for Light Tonight. And what is it like to take some of these famous artists and artwork and to then transpose them into the sides of the buildings there?
Yeah, I think us as a modern Southeast Asia institution, it is rightful for us to then showcase some of the veteran perform artists as well as, you know, cultural medallion recipient on the facade. So it's just within, not just within the gallery institutions or within the exhibitions, but you're bringing these artworks alive on facades. And people who are just walking past, they're just noticing what's that on the facade projection and just getting to know a bit more about these artists and this wonderful artworks that they've created.
Yeah.
But I think something to note is that all the facade projection artists that we've worked with for 2024, it's their first time ever working on facade projections and animation. So thanks to, you know, someone like collaborators like Milos, who's really taken Turing Singh's artworks and put them alive on these facades.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of hands and a lot of minds to bring this alive. Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I want to bring it to Eng Sen and what you were just saying about seeing your work up there for the first time, literally in lights. And you've worked in so many different mediums. You've done sculpture, you've done paintings, and now you're seeing your work up in lights, and coming up with new ideas for new art projects. How do you stay so flexible so many decades into your career?
As artists, of course, you know, you have to be open-minded and seize any opportunity to learn something new. So my involvement in the Light Tonight is actually quite accidental, because I was in a meeting and then somebody was talking about these sort of things, you know. So I said, well, actually it's work of art, you know. In fact, to be honest about it, I always thought that it's quite limited. I have done something like that in the 1960s, but it's very primitive compared to what actually happened that in the what you call Light Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Night. I must say that I am privileged, and now I know how things work. Milos had picked up the different parts of my paintings and then put together and present a brand new one of his. You see, making use of whatever, you know, he picked up from the three paintings. So, and on the scale of two buildings, Supreme Court and City Hall, and how the image clicked into the shape of these facades, you know, is a wonder. And I think literally engulfed the audience completely.
Absolutely. We're in conversation with Chiu Eng Sen, the Cultural Medallion Artist winner, and V. Mohan, the team lead for Light Tonight in Singapore at the National Gallery. And Uncle, you know, being out there and seeing so many Singaporeans and so many foreigners, permanent residents, everybody out there, you know, I take my family every year to Light the Night. And it is really one of the highlights of our time every year in Singapore. We've been here 20 years, and we just love going down there because the vibe is just so wonderful. People hanging out, sitting on having a picnic on the lawn in the evening at the Padang, or walking by the Victoria Theater or the National Gallery. And when you see that, how much that area has changed. I'm sure you remember when those buildings were being used as government buildings, right?
Yeah.
Before they were the museum. How does that make you feel to see Singapore's art scene evolve in that way?
You see, initially I thought that City Hall and Supreme Court would be better off as a casino.
You wanted it to be a casino?
Because,
you heard it here first, folks.
Because all the rooms are there and you cannot alter them. Because historical, you know, the architect design is so historical that you cannot alter it at all. See? So I thought that maybe lunchtime people can go into the casino much better, and then they will sponsor the National Gallery. Right?
Hey, don't give anybody any ideas here. Come on. We want to keep the National Gallery the way it is.
So now we know it is not a casino, but it is a National Gallery.
Yeah.
And I think this is the brainchild of George Chiu, I think Minister George Chiu.
Yeah.
And it's working very well, especially under the current leadership. I think the art scene had moved forward. And now with what you call Night to Light, the light images on the two buildings, they are so huge, you know, that it had a tremendous impact even on sleeping artists.
Yeah.
You see, I know some of my friends I'm second generation, some of my second generation friends were in a dormant, if you put it that way. And then suddenly they woke up and they started working, and now they said they would like to have a solo exhibition.
Wow. Interesting.
So I know of two already, maybe three will come and more will come, you know. So the impact of the last art week, and especially I think the large scale light projection on the artist is tremendous.
So it's really invigorating multiple generations of artists.
Yes.
Absolutely. And speaking of exhibitions, you have one coming up later this year, a new exhibition. What's the emotional chord, Eng Seng, that you're hoping to strike with people who view your work this time around?
Well, first of all, to have a solo show organized by the National Gallery is a tremendous honor. And it's the dream of every free artist, that, you know, they would like to reach there and have a show which is not organized by themselves, by the nation. That very flattering. Wonderful. And tremendous honor.
Such an important validation, isn't it?
Yeah. And V, tell us, you're in planning for the next iteration of Light Tonight.
Can you imagine?
You start a year in advance for this. Maybe you can't give too much away, no spoilers, but how is that process going? And what do you do this early in that process to start planning for
it? That's a great question. So the team and the gallery is actually working very hard to create novel experiences to also bring back artists like Teo Eng Seng and different artists and how we can work with them to actualize the festival for 2025. And that 2025 being a very key year, especially with the SG60, the nation's 60th birthday, as well as the gallery's 10th year anniversary, there's a lot of, you know, homage to Singapore and the artists who have journeyed with the gallery and with art for us. So there's a lot of exciting plans, a lot of placemaking, you know, larger, more exciting, you know, installations, facade projections all over the Civic District. So the Singapore Art Week will be happening at the start of Jan or in the mid of Jan. So we're excited for you to come back and more and exciting things.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And V, will you have the interactive elements again this year?
Of course. What's Light Tonight without interactive elements? Yeah. Of course. We're also working with younger contemporary artists as well as veteran artists to see how we can also engage with artworks with our audiences and make it more interactive, immersive for them to enjoy artworks in a different medium and different ways. So,
awesome.
For sure.
That sounds beautiful. Now, Eng Seng, we do have to leave it there for now, but will you come back in September when your show opens and come and talk to us about your show more then in September when it opens?
In September, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when it comes, because it's going to open in September
6th.
The 6th. The We're Happy, Are You Happy at the National Gallery. Will you come back and tell us about it more?
Yes.
When it opens?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. We have to leave it there, folks. But Teo Eng Seng, Cultural Medallion winner and artist, and V Mohan, the team lead for Light Tonight, Singapore National Gallery. Thanks to both of you for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, lots of fun. Thanks so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.